Good morning. Good morning to the park ranger. Good morning to moon dust danger, to Martian travelers, to new style space cadets. It is February the 21st, 2025. It's Friday, and it's 4:11 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula, not far from where those wretched deeds occurred so many centuries ago. So I have a fortune cookie I have to crack open because I did something stupid yesterday and spent money on something I shouldn't have. But here's my fortune, and I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to figure out what the hell it means. Your family deserves some special attention from you this month. Oh boy. Maybe. I do have family around here. I have a brother and a niece around here. I could give them more attention. But maybe this ambiguous fortune cookie from the Chinaman, maybe it means something else. Like maybe I do have bunctus babies out there. I don't mean the poop baby in Utah. You already know about that poor septic tank baby. No, maybe there's other children, you know? I mean, they're gonna pass a law, right? And if you know, you know, you just spent 10 grand at a hotel, if you know. Magic fingers in the bed. And you left behind that wretched heritage and that silvery glow. But did you know that the strippers stay at the same hotel? And they don't clean the sheets? And accidentally, something gets, you know, in the wrong place. And a baby is born. And maybe even Irish twins. So maybe I have a family. It would be a Fortean event, you know, like Fort, like strange, bizarre events, like fish falling from the sky, or a Sharknado. But maybe this fortune's for you. Maybe you have family you need to pay special attention to this month. Anyways, this next article comes from Click Orlando. That's clickhorlando.com. Headline, Trump floats plan to pay out DOJ stimulus checks. Here's how much you could get. Plan would spend 20% of DOJ savings in the form of stimulus checks, Trump said. Okay, so this was written by Anthony Talcott, and it was published on February the 20th. During a speech in Miami on Wednesday, President Donald Trump floated a plan to pay out $5,000 DOJ dividend stimulus checks to taxpayers. The president explained in a speech that his administration is considering the plan, which would give out 20% of DOJ savings from the agency's federal cost-cutting efforts back to the public. The numbers are incredible, Elon. So many millions, billions, hundreds of billions, Trump said. And we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens and 20% down to pay back our debt. The move seemingly stemmed from a conversation on X between James Fishback, CEO of investment firm Azoria, and Elon Musk, who is heading the DOJ crusade. I'm going to stop here, guys, because I have a hard time reading these stupid stories, and there's not a lot to it. The long and the short of it is, you know, in 2021, I started calling this period of time Boblinkdoc. And I have jokingly said that if after 5 years things keep drifting a certain direction, but not towards Grinken time, then maybe the next phase is Hoblinkdoc. So I gave myself an out. It's on the record. Maybe Hoblinkdoc follows Boblinkdoc. And what does Ho Blimp Doc look like? Probably a five... No. No. The $5,000 check fits neatly into what I call popping smoke in January 2020. And I didn't even understand it yet. Like, I didn't completely see the picture. In 2021, I did. And I had numerous podcasts where I, you know, reference popping smoke, but specifically as a marker, as a sign on the road that says coming up ahead is a bridge and the bridge is out. And popping smoke takes various forms, but the simple description is, imagine all your dreams come true. And I don't mean that literally, but imagine you're pushed with the idea that everything's okay. We're going to Mars. We're all going to get $5,000 stimulus checks. They're going to shut down the IRS. I mean, listen. There are so many things they're talking about doing that I, as an anarchist, am thinking to myself, well, a lot of this sounds pretty good. In fact, you know, if people say, well, how much of the government should you cut? And I say, well, keep cutting. And when there's nothing left, you can stop. You know, that's it. So any amount of this seems inherently good, right? If you're a libertarian, probably seems great. If you're an anarchist like me, you probably are saying, whatever. I mean, it does look pretty stupid on one level, but on another level, it's the rubes. They don't understand that Elon is a welfare whore, that he has made a lot of money off of special deals with the federal government, with state governments, you name it. And in that sense, he has a lot in common with Papa Blump, because Papa Blump is a welfare whore too. He gamed the system. Believe me, Papa Blump knows how to use bankruptcy. So, if I could believe in the works of man as taking precedent over the work of God, if I could believe that Elon Musk and SpaceX is real, it looks fake to me. I'm not saying outer space is fake. I don't know what it is. But a lot of these videos of his rockets look like bullshit to me, and I have a hard time verifying any of it. But as frontiers go, folks, if you do the numbers, in terms of resources in and unique people going someplace, as frontiers go, space sucks. I mean, in terms of the amount of resources we've spent, fewer than 700 people have been to space, quote unquote, and pretty much all of those haven't been much more than 100 to 200 miles away. And some, a unique set of people, between 1968, the orbital mission, and 1972, the last mission, some Americans went to the moon, right? No one else did. We sent probes, Dan, we sent probes. Yeah, but no other people went. And my whole life, they've been talking about space, like in a couple years, right? It's been a couple years, folks. I'm going to read you a quote from Dr. Freckles, and then we'll dig deeper into this issue of the $5,000 check. Do you want a central bank digital currency? $5,000 check, mic dropped. I mean, that's how you get a CBDC. It really is. If you think on it, like helicopter money. I was talking to people about this in 2020. If you want to force feed digital currency down people's throats, if you want to get control of all the commerce, at least pretend that you could, if you want to have the one grid system, you do need some type of digital currency, right? And it's going to be run by a central bank. So CBDC, if this crooked scheme continues, which is to say, if the neo-Stalinist hellhole that you call the United States of America, but I call a neo-Stalinist hellhole, if it has more life left, then CBDC is inevitable. And if you want to shove it down people's throat, why wouldn't you say, register here, register your bank account here, and you'll get a deposit of the electronic dollar. And if you have a bank account already, you might not notice a goddamn thing. Most of you don't use cash. Most of you don't have a clue as to the whole issue of fiat currency or what inflation really is. You believe that evil companies increase their prices, and there's a little bit of truth to that. But the real truth is, inflation is printed money. The more money you print, the more inflation you get. You can hide it. You can dump it into wood chippers like crypto. You can push it into a house and call your house an investment. There are hidey holes for all that printed money. But eventually, at some point, somebody's going to cash a check. And they're going to buy a popsicle or a cheeseburger, probably a fifth of whiskey because it's 2025, am I right? This all works as long as you can hide the money. This all works as long as the money goes into treasury bills and weird abstract investment models that nobody intends to crack open, like a piggy bank that just keeps pulling stuff in but doesn't give anything out. It works as long as that's true. Once that stops being true, all hell breaks loose. I had this conversation with a student. I said, you know, did you hear about Trump and the $5,000 check? And the student said, I didn't hear about that. Well, okay, I just informed you. Because they had a homework assignment that involved reviewing some news article. And I tried to remind the students to use the word news ironically as much as possible, because I don't see any of it being that useful and truthful. Journalism, if it ever existed, is definitely dead. And I said, okay, let's pretend that 50 or 70 million or how many millions of Americans get a $5,000 check. What do you think happens to the price of eggs 2 weeks later? And the kid looked at me and said, you know what? I think it probably goes up. It probably does. It probably does. And then we had the next conversation. Do you think that's the worst thing that could happen? And he didn't understand the question, so I explained it. I said, listen, and there's actually a great line from that, I think it was season 2 of Mr. Robot. You know, you can't spell confidence without the con. And it's true. What happens if people's faith in the dollar vaporizes? What happens if all these hidey holes start vomiting up the money again? I think crypto might actually be the only black hole that is going to, that's going to, in essence, be disinflationary, because essentially it's a giant fraud. So crypto might be a relatively safe pick as far as vomit goes. But what happens when all these countries holding treasury bills, when all these derivatives contracts come due? What happens when this entire paper pyramid starts falling apart? What happens when all those dollars, and this is not original, folks. If you've been keeping track of the Austrian-leaning podcast since 2008, you probably have come across this thought too. But when that happens, that tidal wave of dollars, hyperinflation, and I said this in 2021, it's not going to last very long, because you go from hyperinflation to shortages almost overnight. And here's the thing, the price of something you cannot get is infinite. It's like saying, what's the price of a ticket to Mars? It's infinite. Okay, no one's taking you there. You don't have a ship to get onto. If you wanted to suddenly go there, you might as well assume the price is infinite. And definitely the nearest star. Let's pretend that Elon Musk isn't full of shit. I have a hard time doing it and keeping my faith in Christ, but let's play pretend. Let's play pretend that all the SpaceX stuff is real. What about the nearest star? Who would you give money to get a trip on a starship? There isn't anybody. Folks, I've said this before and I'll say it again. In the 1920s and 30s, one barrel of oil got you about 100. These days, maybe it gets you 3 or 4. It's not the same world. It's not even remotely the same world. And you can say, well, we're more efficient. We're not that much more efficient. And we have way more mouths to feed. And we built, and this is the worst part, we built our entire agricultural system on Norman Borlaug's Green Revolution. And eventually we're going to find out that that was a monkey fuck too. Because first came the nutrient famine. Thank you, Norman. And then comes the famine. And I think the famine, which comes to Rome last, if you know, is coming pretty soon. That $5,000 check, if it happens, folks, you might as well assume Boblimpdoc is over. You can assume maybe we landed on a good island. And if you remember my thought experiments from 2019, you know, and I don't want to go into it. You can assume that our little hang glider found a magical island, and we landed on it, and Elon Musk is there, and Trump is there, and everybody's having fun with Joe Rogan. You can pretend. I can't. I have zero faith in the works of man. I do. I'm not saying people can't do amazing shit. They certainly can, and they have throughout history. They've also done amazingly cruel shit and incredibly stupid shit. So if you're asking me, do I have faith in the works of man? In a sense, I do. But I also understand it's not just about the really cool stuff. It's about the lying and the cheating and the stealing, too. I have faith that people do those things also. I have zero faith in Elon Musk. I think he's a fraudster. Best case scenario. And I think Trump is a fraudster. Best case scenario. And whatever fraud they're pulling off, a lot of people are getting tricked right now. And in my opinion, Trump is a giant smoke grenade. If they issue this check, I hope you are up to date with the people you need to talk to. I'm sorry. I know you want me to tell you it's a good sign. It might be one of the bleakest signs you're going to see. Best case scenario, the dollar is about to implode. Best case. But I think it's no longer the best case. I think it's the worst case. And even there, you're really just sort of bargaining with reality to find something that would justify gaslighting billions of people for 5 fucking years. It's really hard to find what that would be, what would justify it, and that it would be good. Next topic. Anyways, $5,000 check though. So I came across an advertisement on Zero Hedge about how you can become Jewish and move to Israel. You can convert to Orthodox Judaism online using our approved whatever it says. I don't know if this is real or not. When I was on the verge of turning away from the works of man, aka atheism, and understanding my connection to Jesus, my Christianity, the year was 2010. I think it was just after my mom died. I think so. Right around that time. And really between 2010 and 2012 is when most of the action happened with me in terms of my connection to God. And I actually thought about becoming Jewish because I truly didn't know. I didn't understand enough to know what I didn't know. I didn't understand enough to know better. So I ended up calling. I called the local Jewish temple in Northgate, Seattle, and talked to somebody and said, oh, you can do this. But they didn't sound really, let me put it this way. I think they understood I was, you know, a goy. And they also kind of like said, oh, but did you know there's a fee? Now, at the time, I could have paid the $100 a month. I could have. I definitely could have. I had the money. But something about a fee vis-a-vis God bothered me. And we can talk about tithing all the live long day. I don't think tithing has to take the form of gold or silver. I kind of think tithing in the context of the Lord and the one church of Christ, which is the only church, doesn't have buildings, doesn't have a pope, doesn't have any bishops, and it doesn't have an army. It's simply the one true church that Christ understands the membership of, okay? I don't think there's a fee. I don't think the poor are turned away. I think it's clear in the Beatitudes and in the understanding of what the kingdom life is that you don't have to pay a fee to meet Christ. The fact that the Romans took Christianity and bastardized it and became heretics, the fact that Constantine used Christianity to keep a dying empire alive, well, that's a separate historical topic, okay? But I don't think there's a fee. So when I heard the woman say this, I just thought to myself, well, this probably isn't it. But really, I think what happened was, is I think Christ pushed me a little and said, listen, Dan, okay, you know there's something up. If they're charging a fee to talk to me, you know there's a problem. So anyways, if you want to interpret this from a Sovietology perspective, I think this is a bad sign for the state of Israel. I think that this is the kind of thing you do at the end. You do, at the end. It's kind of like when people talk about, well, haven't you heard of Marcus Aurelius? He was the good emperor. Oh, folks, I've said this before, and motherfuckers, I'm going to say it. There were no good emperors. And the Romans sucked. Their neighbors hated them. Rome itself is consecrated by evil. Going back to the Tarquins, sorry not sorry. The reason why the Romans almost lost the Second Punic War is because their neighbors on the boot hated them that much. Anyways, I think this is a bad sign. It could be true, and that's why it's probably a bad sign for the state of Israel, but I don't give a fuck, so next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. I want to be the guy who says, I told you so. As you are shambling about, starving to death slowly, I'm going to be the guy who walks down the street with a big old smile saying, there is no meat. I'll be that guy. I'll be that guy. And in truth, this is one of those Dr. Freckles quotes you really need to think on, because if you take it literally, you're probably going to end up dead very, very soon. There is no upside in telling people that their house is going to burn down, especially if they have no other place to go to. They don't. I mean, if you look at imagine you told a family, a mom, a dad, and their kid and their dog, okay? Whatever. Maybe there's two kids and a dog and a cat. And you tell all of them tomorrow, the next day, probably, your house is going to burn down. And if they ask you to prove it, you say, well, I don't really have proof. I mean, I have a lot of connected ideas based upon my interpretation of reality, but I don't have absolute proof. I'm just telling you that within the next couple days, sooner than you think, your house is going to burn down. If these people have another house, if they have a vacation house and they trust you, they might pack up and go. So here's the truth. You should probably tell them, right? If you're certain, and I don't know how you're certain, but you're certain, you should tell them. But if they don't have another house to go to, if they don't have a boat at the docks, even if they trust you, they're probably going to laugh and say, oh, that's ridiculous. Because they don't have another option. What you're presenting them with is a scenario that simply sucks. A lot of people are deeply invested in the current state of what we would call the United States Empire. And it's not just the military-industrial complex. It's the hospital systems, it's big pharma, it's big IT, it's Big Brother spying on you. It's a lot of hands. It's greasy hands. It's Elon Musk, folks. He has his greasy hands in the thing, too. You can play pretend that he's saving you money, but all I see is smoke. You see something else. We are not the same. But I get it. If you're deeply invested in the idea that you bought a house for 40 grand in the year 2000, and today it's worth $900,000, if you're deeply invested in the idea that that makes sense, listen, I get it. I could explain to you how banks are holding on to 2, 3, 4 houses for every homeless person in the country that they're not selling. I could explain that to you, but you still wouldn't get it because you don't have an option. If you walk down the street in a few months, especially at first, because at first there's going to be a lot of angry confusion. Let's say the first couple weeks where the shortages get bad, where maybe you haven't had any eggs at the grocery store for, let's say, a month, but you still have ground beef or some kind of meat. And you got rice, but maybe no potatoes. If there's still food flowing, right? The food is still there. I still wouldn't recommend ever being the guy saying, I told you so. Don't do that. If you want to live, if you don't care if you live, then you should just tell people, I told you so. Because in a way, they fucking deserve it. They do. At this point, I have been stepped on. I have tried to express myself since the year 2011, but for the most part, every part of the internet I've gone to, I've been shut down. I don't think I'm special, and I don't know how the fuck reaching out to 50 or 60 people max would threaten shit. But if anybody comes back to me at that point in the future and says to me, well, Dan, why didn't you say something? I'm gonna be really fucking pissed off. No. I would not recommend going around saying, I told you so. But I'd also not recommend any motherfucker coming up to me when this starts happening and say, why didn't you say something? That's also not a good course of action. Yeah. Next topic. Okay, so this is a headline from Zero Hedge. This is from Tuesday, February the 18th. Is our five-year nightmare finally over? And I'm putting this under the popping smoke thing. Because again, it's this signal, the five-year nightmare, finally over. And then there's this thing that I got off of Twitter because I decided to like create some burner accounts. I don't care. And it's one of these posts from a person who's been on Twitter for years, has hundreds of thousands of followers, so he must be representative of agorism since he calls himself Sal the Agorist. And here's his tweet. Between X, SpaceX, Doge, and Tesla, I'm convinced that Elon Musk is single-handedly saving human civilization. This was posted on February the 19th. Understand, this person pretends to be some type of ANCAP or anarchist, but if Elon Musk handed him his cum goblet, I think Sal would drink it now. And recall in my previous Twitter account with the blue check mark that I canceled last October, recall that Dan Sully 2023, that would have been my tag. Recall that in May I said, listen, by the time this washes through, a bunch of anarchists are going to be putting up the mega masthead. And people said, no, I'm an anarchist, true and true. Yeah, you're so full of shit, Sal. I don't think this is a real person. There's a lot of fake accounts out there. And some of them even have podcasts. I mean, believe me, the level of sophistication when it comes to the mindfuckery goes back to the beginning of Twitter and Facebook. You better believe the deep state had all their tools ready to go before the social media thing kicked off. So I don't know who this guy is, but this is part of it, isn't it? And by the way, imagine being a real person, having this take, and knowing real people once everything starts falling apart. Because in a way, it's going to be a lot like what we just talked about. You don't want to go around doing the I told you so, but you also don't want to be this dick, okay? Anyways. This next article I'm going to read comes from Reuters. It was written by Nicholas Misculin and Lucinda Elliott. It was published on February the 18th, 2025. Headline, Argentina federal judge to probe Malay crypto scandal, stock index falls. An Argentine judge was assigned on Monday to investigate President Javier Malay's role in promoting a cryptocurrency that crashed. The latest shockwave from a scandal that has threatened to slow the libertarian leader's momentum. Malay, late on Friday, recommended the little-known crypto coin called Libra in a posting on X, kicking off a brief rally. He later deleted the posting and denied having any link to the cryptocurrency, which soon plunged. The country's fintech chamber said the case could amount to a rug pull, a scam in which a coin's backers lure multiple investors, sending the cryptocurrency's value soaring, then quickly withdraw their funds, leaving investors with worthless tokens. Opposition lawmakers have said that Malay, whose tough austerity program has won plaudits from investors and made progress in taming rampant inflation, could face an impeachment trial over his actions. Argentina's benchmark S&P Mirabal stock index tumbled 5.6%. The investigation was assigned on a random basis to veteran federal judge Maria Cervini after local media reported that more than 100 complaints were presented to Argentina's judiciary and several even to U.S. courts. Malay's government is suffering the biggest reputational crisis of its government. Consultancy Wise Capital said, noting that the token was now being labeled as a hoax. Observatorio del Derecho a la Ciudad, a local NGO, filed a lawsuit accusing Malay and other government officials of illicit association, fraud, and breach of their duties as public officials. We denounce Malay as being part of an illicit, pop-up ad just popped up, of an illicit association that organized a scam with the Libra cryptocurrency that simultaneously affected more than 40,000 people with a loss of more than $4 billion, it said on its website. I'm going to stop there. You can read the rest. It just kind of drolls on. You know, it's funny. I have themes for my podcast, and the theme of this podcast is nothing stops the party. Nothing's going to stop the party at this point, folks. That's the key point. It's kind of like when Janet Yellen said several years ago, there's never going to be another recession. And, you know, we all talk about the COVID recession, if it was a thing, but I think what she alluded to is it's just not going to be allowed. They're going to print the money until they can't. Nothing stops the party. As far as Malay goes, nobody cares. The crypto people don't have an attention span. Every week there's a fraudster, and every week they tell us, but crypto is a magical thing, it's going to help everybody. Well, so far it looks like it attracts a lot of creeps. And I've met some of these people, and they're creeps, and they are grifters, and they are out to take advantage of you, and they are not your friends. Okay, I told you about Malay. And by the way, if you understand anything about the history of Argentina in the last 100 years, you would have seen through Malay to begin with. The whole World Economic Foundation libertarian bullshit. What kind of crap is that? But it's definitely smoke. And if you need a crooked guy to buy T-bills when the time comes, and the time will come when somebody, and it's not just going to be Belgium, needs to backstop the dollar. Well, he looks like a crooked enough guy, doesn't he? Yeah. There you go. Nothing stops the party, folks. The party will continue until morale improves. Now, of course, we know about the morale of Elon and all of his junctus, all of his gomulac. He spread his seed. He isn't filled with greed. He will lead you and your womanly love to a grove someplace by the sea. Yeah. I guess Elon has a lot of love babies out there, just like I have bunctus babies too. You may not know this about me, but I sleep with 500 women a day to spread my seed. My seed greed glows brightest after midnight as the milquim funkin' folk rub their boovulas and dream of Magic Dan and his tragic penis surprise. Their eyes turn green when the scene shifts and my load is exploded in their cave. That's what she gave me. That's what she gave me. I mated with sky eagles and launched my jizz paste into the sky, so that my spirit would not die. I kept company with turtles and termites and trad toads with skippy names and bent souls. Making cherry pie without a sigh on TikTok, I won't lie, red-headed libertarians, if you know, you know. My white sauce spread over noodles as the poodles of Vegas made their groin spice known. My camper is your baby oven. My camper is your baby oven. If you give me your phone number, I'll call you. I'll call you Honey Bunch of Oats. Your diabetes frame will groove to my moves as I deposit a semen reservoir in your trophy basement. My package will deliver. I'm a giver of silver white juice. I slept with your mom. You think you know your daddy, but you don't. I fucked your mom. I came in her arse. So you, my son or daughter, are my poop baby. I love you. No one's gonna stop me from loving you, poop baby. I fucked your grandma too and her mum. Half of all the people in Spain are related to me. My jizz-stained underwear is a roadmap to your family tree, Alabama cowboy. I spent $50,000 today in a way you could barely understand. My friendship curse spreads as the trad wives making cherry pie spread their Buster Brown flaps, and children brew is the new goo being dumped for her cuck chump. Do you think Rick Grimes planted his trees? Charles Ingalls, Mr. Brady? Did their star cluster fever break through? As Jan to Marsha, and there's always time for little beaver. You shiver because of the husk life surges near Circle K. But hey, I won't stop your quivering urges. Anne Hathaway is a skiz whore. Anne Hathaway is a blizzjor from Planet Castaway. Her hole was made for next year's issue of Sports Illustrated, but there isn't protection from stretch mark perversions. She is pregnant. Did you know that Anne Hathaway is pregnant with Elon's star baby? It will jump to center stage when the cage is open and the dark ones approach feast. Feast upon Anne Hathaway's boovula for the next level seafood living. Your gorgon shaft was meant to carve out arousal, and it's time to delve deep into penile rivulet conversations and shady dealings with moist vanilla frosting on white cake. Shake and bake that baby maker, and shake that booty is how you get the looty. Strive for new style AIDS. Monkey dump privileges are worn thin, the bliss cannons fire, and your piss jergen freezes. Old geezes are sending love poems in New York City, with earmarked blister oils accumulating for Carhartt phantoms and dormant cowboy stuntmen. Take time to massage her boovula, give her wine. I tried to sell her on my white wine spritzer, but it became jelly cake on her tummy. Not yummy jam, but tree spam and gearbox harlotry. My power flow is for her and her alone, and when the time comes, she'll make me her ivory salesman. And she will be my midnight pineapple. I slept with your hooker grandma. I pleasured her T-zone and manipulated her saggy baggies. There's no telling what's selling within her Spider-Woman paradise, coffee snuggler, muffled hugger with diabetes breath and heartbleed Walmart frosting. Because it's real proud kind of love, baby. My pimp glove missile motion, lotion or not, will make you wet hot. On the cot, we'll swell as the bells ring out white Christmas and your Huffington Post gets roasted spit style. Darling rubber romance and jerkin chicken sandwiches, monster tilapia and fish scale soup. Darling rubber romance, jerkin chicken sandwiches, monster tilapia, fish scale soup. So yeah, I understand where Elon is coming from. I don't really know how many Bunctus children I have. I could have 25 billion. I just don't know. So there's an article. I'm going to read a little bit of it. I don't know how much I can read of any of the news now. This was written by an AI, I think, because it says news.com.au. Headline: I slept with 600 men in 2024. Now I'm looking to settle down and find love. yeah, this was published on February the 17th. Australia's most sexually active woman has revealed she is ready to settle down after going on just one date in the last 2 years. Annie Knight is known for her sex challenges, such as her bid to sleep with 600 people in 2024. In 2025, she's aiming to sleep with 1,000 people, half of them being virgins. Knight also made headlines in 2024 after she and fellow adult content creator Bonnie Blue were forced to leave Fiji ahead of the government issuing a deportation notice for their schoolies antics. Their Australian schoolies plans had been foiled after the Australian government denied Blue a visa. However, despite still focusing on her career, the 28-year-old has revealed that she is actively looking for love after having been on only one date in the last 2 years. "I'm looking for someone loyal, non-judgmental, accepting of my job, someone who makes me laugh. Looks aren't as important, but obviously I need to be physically attracted to them," Knight told the AI. "I think now's the right time because I've set myself up. I'm still doing my challenges, but I'm 28, and I have this amazing life, and I'd love to have someone to share it with. I'm also a lot more confident than I was 2 years ago, and I have really discovered myself in this journey, and so I feel ready to give love to someone else." Knight recently went on her second first date in 2 years, saying her last date with a well-known Australian actor didn't pan out, Mel Gibson. This time, she went out with a real estate agent. She said she hated to add to the stereotype, but labeled the man a whatever. Yeah, a wanker, probably. "He thought he was so self-important. He talked about himself the whole time. He was not interested in hearing about me at all," she said. "Weirdly, he was okay with my job, but they always say they're okay with my job." However, she said every date, she literally can't believe, "I listened to him, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure other girls would have interrupted him, but she was also getting ready for another super chill dude, blah, blah, blah." This is, okay, so I've talked about this before. The term kids use these days, which is kind of terrible, but it's probably been around for a long time. It probably was around when I was a kid. I just never used it. I didn't have a purpose for it. And it's body count. And body count is a number of women you've had sex with, right? Well, I'm sure of two. My ex-wife and one additional woman in the year 2001. There is a third possibility when I was 19, but I'm just not sure it really happened. So it's 2.5 or 3. Or it's two actual, and a third is kind of a Schrodinger. It could have happened, it might not have happened. I was really drunk, and I was not in a good place, and I just don't think it actually happened. So let's say two. And I'm not saying the number should be bigger. I actually don't understand how anybody could brag about this. I mean, I get that we are in a very depraved state of civilization at this point. I understand that we have a president who can joke about moving people from Gaza someplace else, stealing the land and giving it to Israel, and everybody's okay with it. And nobody asks questions about why anybody would drop 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile in about a year. It's batshit fucking crazy. Even the evil Nazis in hell would say it's fucking crazy. It's not just evil, it's retarded, but on a scale that's really hard to fathom. This story fits, folks. It fits. And if you're a person who thinks they see the times, the signs of the times, maybe you do. I know we're supposed to be ready all the time, right? We're always supposed to be ready. We will not know when he returns. We were given responsibility over the discipleship. We were given responsibility over the gifts that he gave us, but we don't know. I don't know. Since 2020, really since late 2019, I've been 50-50. Sometimes it's more like 60-40 or 70-30, but we don't know. But if you're looking for signs of the times, the fact that there's a person like this, and nobody really cares that much either way, that this is kind of, it's almost celebrated even by the people that are shocked, even by the people that shake their heads, because they're giving it attention. I'm giving it attention too. Next topic. Not a good sign, folks. And 600 people, that's crazy, okay? You're probably a sex worker, right? And if she's a sex worker, that's fine. But all of a sudden, all you're really saying is you're a hoe. The self-imploding peripane, anal event horizon, it folds in upon itself, also known as the Ouroboros. The self-imploding peripane, an anal event horizon, it folds in upon itself, also known as Ouroboros. Now, if you have sex with 600 people, you've probably done every technique. But nobody knows of Ouroboros, except for probably this Australian hooker. She probably knows about it. Next topic. Dan, you shouldn't make fun of people and their jobs, I tell you. If that's a job, I mean, I gotta say, I don't like lawyers or journalists or real estate agents. They could all be on the same boat together as I fire a torpedo from my German submarine. but I would toss this hooker on there too, because I think a lot of sex workers are victimized. That's maybe the part of the story that pisses me off. 600 might have been okay for her. She probably has some type of health care. She probably has better access to resources. A lot of people don't have any of those in terms of being sex workers on the streets. They get treated like garbage by everybody, to include the people that supposedly are going to make America great again. So yeah, I think this is kind of a terrible fucking story. Oh, I don't want to talk about the magician and the magic. Avoid cooties. I saw this advertisement on Zero Hedge about avoiding cooties, private taxi. And it's kind of like, it got me thinking, like, you want to avoid the cooties so you can go to the Entrenamiento Shaolin Avanzado para tener un cuerpo de 25 años a los 55. I'm not doing the Spanish, I don't care. Deja de desplazarte, lucete mejor, sentete mejor. Más discipline. I think that means a lot of discipline, right? Whatever. But if you take this private taxi, you'll avoid cooties. Candlelight awaits you, and so does a hyperbaric chamber. And that's my kind of, you know, Marshall McLuhan interpretation of the vibe. Avoid the cooties, take a private taxi. You know, fuck it. That weird fog. I'm not going to read the article. I have a link to one article. There's been a bunch of them in the last month and a half about that weird fog. And it usually follows these snow events. We have these snow events, like we had snow around here. And it's nearly melted off. It's been way above freezing for a few days, but there's still clumps of this chemical mess. And I shouldn't say melted. It's nearly sublimated off, whatever the hell it is. And in the process, as it sublimates off here, but also in the Olympics above us, is that these clouds of fog, they roll in. They roll in. They roll off the mountain. You can actually see it forming when, you know, a week and a half ago, when the temperatures got above freezing, you could see the sublimation, you could see the fog forming. So people talk about this weird fog and they want to go to Operation Sea Spray and the evil agenda of putting bugs, you know, viruses, bacteria in the fog. I think the more likely explanation is that this chemical snow mess that they've given us for Christmas this year is a particularly nasty mixture. And yes, it mostly sublimates off. There isn't going to be a lot of snow, folks. I mean, there will be for a while, but by the time you get to June and July and you want those rivers to be running fast and those reservoirs full, I think you're going to be very fucking disappointed, I think. This is going to be a tough summer. I don't know how tough yet, but if you're worried about massive fires and droughts and not having water, if you live in certain parts of the country, this could be a really tough summer. You know? But yeah, there's that weird fog floating around and it's turning people's insides out. I do think people get sick. This stuff is gross. I mean, I remember one time after some quote unquote snow in Utah, it smelled like urine. But again, if you understand that urea is actually used as a chemical ice nucleating agent, if you actually understand that urea is used for that, then yeah, it explains why it might smell like cat piss after a particularly cold rainstorm or snowstorm as it melts off. Again, folks, I don't care how I sound at this point. The good news is for me is that if anybody comes up to me and says, well, why didn't somebody say something? I can at least say I was a person that said something. Fuck off. But I really, when the time comes, people are going to be mostly focused on surviving. You know, they're not going to be focused on Doge and having Elon Musk baby. Because I had, okay, I got to confess something. This is a huge confession and it's going to be hard for me. I had Elon's baby. It was greasy and red and almost dead. It slid on the floor from my butt gape, a little slimy ape with eyes of pure dread and fangs and horns. It screamed out its father's name, and then as swiftly as it had arrived, it hopped in the car to drive back again to Kansas City, where the spawning heartfish live on. Elon's baby is a special kind of poop baby. I was in labor for 8 hours. I had to use a tablespoon as forceps to pry that damnable thing out of my butt. And then it slipped away into the septic tank back there in Utah, awaiting final judgment. Elon shot his wad into my bod, leaving that smear of wizard ale in my pail. It does not grow stale, but grows inside my bunctus zone, a bone child born in the forges of creation, so that a nation of bleakness will defeat the weakness in the forest home. So I had Elon's baby, and I'm not ashamed. I had his bunctus baby. And we're going to be a happy family of poop babies, and Elon will all be together one day. Anywho, I have a link to some t-shirts. And you can click on the link and look at the t-shirts, and then you can send me an email. I have not had any customers yet. I don't even know if this will work. I found a company I think that might do a good job, but you know, pictures are one thing, reality is another. But their editor tool seemed to work okay, and they had simple file standards. So take a look at the t-shirts. If you want me to, I will tell you straight up, I don't think I can go less than $30. And I'll tell you why. I don't have any idea what the shipping's going to be or any of that. It could actually be more expensive than I realize, but for right now, it's probably going to be about $30. If you send me an email saying you're interested, I will do final cost analysis. You'll be the first customer, and then you'll get a definitive price. It won't be more than $30. It could be as low as $20. I just don't know yet. That's the truth. So if you find a t-shirt you like, not one you don't like, that would be stupid. But if you find one of these t-shirts and say, Dan, I want that Bo Blimp Doc t-shirt, why don't you copy it into the email, send it to me, and we'll move from there. I'm serious. I will sell you a t-shirt that you can wear. I cannot vouch for whether or not it'll be the best ever. The option that Printfully, and I'm using Printfully.com or Printful.com, the options they gave me, the cheapest one was Gildan. I don't know what kind of a crooked company that is, or if they're in Micronesia. I don't know if they employ only children and robots. I don't know. They could be okay. They could be shitheads. Who knows? But if you want a t-shirt, you can get one. Anyways. So Trevor Noah, I have no idea who he is. Okay? I don't care. But Trevor Noah is important enough that he gets quoted on Zero Hedge and other places. And he said something about the integration of black and white people was a mistake. And brothers and sisters, this is another one of those divide and conquer things that people don't get. This is as dumb as all that, you know, whatchamacallit, critical race theory bullshit. The critical race theory stuff was bullshit. This is bullshit too. I don't think this is a thing people should be saying, but I understand why he's saying it. It's smoke. It's a trauma monkey, really. And it's a trauma monkey mainly focused at the left wing. So yeah, there's a lot of trauma monkeys being produced right now, by the way. A lot of the trauma monkeys that were produced in 2020, these little petty psyops, they were mostly focused on conservatives. If you don't know, you should know. Now the trauma monkey psyop machine is pointed at the other side. And it's not because the good guys are winning. If you think that's the case, you're very confused. It's because they're trying to maximize the trauma drama. Their main flavor of military psychological warfare is trauma-based mind control. And this is another example of a drive-by bullshit statement that anybody can say. And again, I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to say it. He does. It's just that it's not organic. Next topic. Okay, quantum computing stocks soar after Microsoft unveils Majorana, Major Anus 1. Major Anus 1 is launched by Microsoft. You're going to hear a lot of fantastic, baffling shit in the next few months, maybe over the next year. I don't know that all of this is going to hold together for another year. If I'm right, Bob Limp Talk is almost over. If I'm horribly right, Grinken Time begins very soon. And Grinken Time sounds about as good as it, you know, it's going to be about as good as it sounds, which means kind of fucking terrible. Not the end of the world, but probably one of the most terrible periods of history in the last 500 to 1,000 years. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. But until then, you're going to see a lot of baffling, fantastical, amazing shit. They're going to tell you about that fusion reactor that will fit in your butt. They'll tell you about that SpaceX rocket that will fit in your butt. They're going to tell you how Elon is going to put his sperm into like little vials that you can, you know, shove up your butt. And it's going to sound so great. Everything's great. You're going to get a $5,000 check. Brothers and sisters, the moment that check shows up, I truly believe we're not talking months. We're not even talking weeks. At that point, it's days probably until things really start going sideways. I know that sounds crazy. It's not a good sign. People will say, well, Dan, it's probably not going to happen. If it does happen, understand that it's not a good sign. And by the way, if it happens and it's not connected to CBDC, if it happens and they just dump it in your account, but there's no central bank digital currency, I know you're going to hate me saying this, but it's an even worse sign. Like, if in fact they try to do it as a CBDC scheme, then that kind of means maybe there is a little bit more time left in this thing. But if they just dump it in your account, helicopter money style, it's over. It's definitely over for the US dollar, and it's probably worse. If this was just about managing dollar collapse, it wouldn't have been the 5 years of madness we've seen. And there are very few fuzzy events that match what they've been doing. There's one I know of that I don't like talking about any longer because most people don't get it. They're too fucking stupid to get it. And I'm sorry for being such a fucking dick, but like I said, I'm not going to say I told you so. Don't you fucking ever come up to me and say, why didn't you say something? Is that fair? Because I think at this point I probably would punch a motherfucker. And I wouldn't care if I got beat up as a result. You want to come up to me, well, why didn't you say something, Dan? I'm getting ready to produce t-shirts that would allow you to say to the whole world how to get to my fucking website if you want one. Or you can get one of the ones that doesn't have a link on it. The point is, I've tried every tactic, including I still do pamphleteering. I still print off posters. I still do physical handouts. I try every angle. I'm in a cage, so are you. This isn't about making money or being the next Joe Rogan. This is a question of, do you know the difference between right and wrong, A, and B? Does it matter? I think it does. And I think I do. And I'm not, you know, listen, if we get to like July and I haven't told you that I was wrong, then I was wrong. I was extra wrong. I kind of think this whole thing becomes unglued pretty much within the five-year window, which means if Bob Limp Doc started roughly in March of 2020, then yeah, who knows, folks? Who knows? It was a guess, an assumption. I hoped I was wrong, and I still think I could be, and I hope I am. I think all this Trump-Elon stuff requires a kind of faith in the works of mankind that I do not have, not that kind of faith. But I do have faith that the party keeps going until it can't. Okay, you're in a Pontiac GTO. That Pontiac GTO is stuck in drive, but it's worse. Its throttle is stuck. You're in a Pontiac GTO, 1968, a 402 bored out tri-power, and you can't stop it. All you can do is steer it, and you're barely steering it. It's going 130 miles an hour, and you're about to hit the side of a mountain. That's reality. That's where we're at. If you want to talk about soft landings, that's your soft landing. A deceleration event of going from 130 to zero in the space of less than a second. How many G's is that? It's probably a few. That's your soft landing. That's the best case scenario, a crack up in human civilization, way worse than the 14th century crisis that happens worldwide and lasts for about 100 years. And that's if we're lucky at this point, because it smells worse. It feels worse. And it's very fucking close. And I hope I'm wrong. Anywho, it is Friday, and why not party? You know, the party's going to keep going, folks, because nothing stops the party. Nothing stops the party. You can make fun of Papa Blump. You can make fun of Elon and his bunctus babies. Nothing's going to stop the party. It's Friday. We're going to party. We're going to party like we never did. We're going to party like we're El Cid. And this the Reconquista, and you're with Misty Gray. We're going to party like we got the grape wine. We're going to party like we're out of time. We're going to party. We're going to party, party hardy. Nothing stops the party until there's nothing left to stop. It's Friday, February the 21st, 2025. It's 5:12 a.m. Have a great weekend, baby.